give these people a hand. Well done. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much. Good afternoon. It's noon, so it's afternoon. Wow. It's wonderful to see you today in the house of God. And as I say many times, this is a place for all people. And I don't know how your week was, but however it was, this becomes your place. And there is a great comfort in realizing that God is concerned about you. God is for you. You know, you could have received a bad report. That doctor's report could have been so bad. The family situation could be worrying. The school situation could be really sad. Whatever the case might be, God is concerned about you. Can you say amen? Amen. In your wilderness, God is with you. In your oasis, God is with you. I had a very bad experience yesterday after work. Life-threatening. I actually lost my phone. And I had to buy another one at the airport at 5 in the morning because I needed a phone today. Horrible. But, you know, when we go through situations that are not so good, we can rely on those arms we have just sung about. God will see you through. Through it all, God will see you through. And it's good to trust in the Lord. I know I'm amazed that God will never remove some of these experiences from us. But when they come, the fire will not scorch us and the waters will not overwhelm us because he is with us. Amen? We have that hope. Now, today, we're looking at a very interesting topic. This one here. Me time. The art of self-evaluation. Now, we are living in times where we are so busy. So busy listening to the world that we don't have time for ourselves. So if you're not listening to music, you're talking to someone. If you're not talking to someone, you're watching something. Could be a series, it could be a movie. If you're not doing all that, you are hooked to your phone. Trying to connect with others, trying to catch up with what is going on. You are so hooked connecting to the world. And if you don't do that, the times tell you, and successfully so, that there is something wrong with you. You need to catch up. The danger in that is that this busy world we are living in today is taking us away from our own selves. There is little time left for you. There is little time left for you to think about your life. There is little time left for you to reflect about your decisions. There is little time left for you to look back in retrospect and think about what is going on. Now, the Bible encourages the act of self-evaluation. And I want to give you three texts that speak to that. The first one is Jeremiah. This is what the Lord says, Jeremiah 6 and 16. Stand at the crossroads and look, ask for the ancient paths, ask where the good way is, and walk in it, and you'll find rest for your souls. But you said, we will not walk in it. Now, the context of this verse is that these people were supposed to be the people of the covenant, the people called by God. Yet they forsook he that took them out of bondage and captivity. And so the prophet is telling them what you need to do is to stand at the crossroads, look back, and call for ancient paths and see where you messed up and make things right. But they were not willing. They were adamant, stiff-necked, and hardened. They were not willing. That's why the prophet is telling them, go back. This is what the Lord says. Then the next one I want to give you is the second reading that was there to us here. Examine yourself. There is something going on out there, you know. And yesterday they were saying some of these things you can check. There's a way you can self-examine yourself on breast cancer. There's a way you self-examine yourself on prostate cancer. There is a way. So that if you discover there is something unusual, then you can seek medical attention. Now, the Bible is telling us we need to do something like that. We need to self-evaluate ourselves. We need to examine ourselves. And why do we need to examine ourselves? He says, to see whether you are still in faith, lest you fail the test. In other words, he says, it is a possibility that you may be thinking you are doing well, but you are not doing well. You may be thinking you are in, but you could be out. That's why he says you need to examine yourself so that you see whether you are on the right track. Examine yourself and see whether you are still in faith. And this is something, brothers and sisters, we need to do on a continuous basis. Examine yourself. Do some checklist. Have some evaluation. See where you stand so that you're not going to fail the test. And the third example to give you from the scripture is this first reading, the parable of the Lord's son. This guy went away, and the Bible says he lived a prodigal living, a life of wastefulness. Now, when this guy went away, one day he discovered things are not going on well. The art of self-evaluation, he had to think about his life. He discovered, wow, things are not good. And then he said to himself, the Bible says he came back to himself. He spoke to himself. In other words, he had me time. He was not mad or running out of his mind when he was speaking to himself. He was on the right path. So he had to speak to himself. The Bible says he came back to his senses and discovered he was wrong. And he said to himself, I am wrong. And then he said, this is what I'm going to do. I'll go back to my father. And as I go back, I'll carry words. I went with money. Money is not there. I went with my inheritance. The inheritance is no more. Now let me carry words. And he went with words, Father, I've sinned against you. And I've sinned against heaven. In other words, I've sinned against God. But this situation only happened when this guy had an opportunity to think about his life, to reflect, self-evaluation. Now, there are some words here which are very important. Looking back, it is important for you to look back. Look back from where you are coming from. Look back. Don't just move forward. It's important to look back. Those of us who came from the village, and you had to till the farm. Our mothers were, this is very abstract in some people's mind. Let me explain to you so that you understand what used to happen. When they take you to the farm to till, how many did that? Like you tilled, you went to the farm, you tilled it literally with a fork jembe. How many did that? Okay, those whose village is Buruburu phase 5. It's okay, don't worry. No, there's something our mothers emphasized on. As you till the farm going up, at some point you have to look back and see what you have done. So that if you made a mistake, you go back and correct it. Like you're supposed to uproot the weeds completely. But because you're in a hurry and you're tired, you cover it with soil. And the mothers were good supervisors. They would go back and see what you have done and take you back. Looking back, and they would make sure the land is properly tilled. You know, evaluate. It's important to evaluate yourself. That's why you people do cuts in school. But you have a cut for life. You are evaluating yourself. They do mock exams to see where they stand. They do drills to see where we stand in terms of disaster management, fire drills, security drills. But you have a drill for your own self. How are you? Evaluate yourself. Have a mock exam for your own self. Have your own CAT, continuous assessment test. Where do you stand in life? Evaluate yourself. Have a checklist. Ask yourself, how am I doing? How am I faring in this regard? How am I faring in my family? How am I faring in my relationship? How am I faring in my studies? If you don't ask those critical questions, then you're making a very big mistake. Think about it. It's something you need to do all the time. It's thinking about stuff. Think about it. When people tell you things, don't just accept. Think about it. Young ladies that are here, when these young men come to you, think about it. Don't just get mesmerized by a line that was caught in a series. Think about it. Think about it. Yes. Don't just be excited about that text that you are reading it many times and forwarding it to your circles. This is what he told me. Think about it. is important. Think about it. The reason why people are called Israel in this city is because you have no chance to think about it. People will tell you something nice, but you have no chance to think about it. And if you have any chance, is to become a false prophet to yourself, to deceive yourself, like people do in gambling. You are trying to convince yourself that 1 in 1 million people will win the jackpot. And then you start convincing yourself, it is me. You become a false prophet unto yourself. Another one is, take time to reflect. Reflection is important. In other words, you don't just listen to people. You don't just speak to people. But you have time to listen, not to others, but to yourself. You have time to reflect about your decisions. You have time to think. It is an important practice in life and in matters of God. If you don't do this, then there is something wrong. Then keep thinking about these things. Now, I want to talk about three things or three areas where we really need to do self-evaluation. Now, the first one is bad decisions that we make in life, but these decisions are exclaimed with that phrase there, I will never. Most of us have said, I will never forgive you. Somebody does something nasty to you, you say, I will never forgive you. I will never accept you. People whom we are supposed to accept, we tell them, we will never accept you. One that is not there, I will never talk to you. I will never come there again. I was saying in the morning, a friend of mine was telling me of a friend he wants to introduce to me. Because this guy, you know, had a problem with the father. And he said in his anger, I will never come back home. And now this guy has come back like the prodigal son to his senses. He says, I want to go back home. You people help me to go back home. And I'll be more than glad to do it because this is nice. And if you are here and let me mention it where it is supposed to be mentioned. It's coming soon. So I will never, we have said these things. I will never pay. There are people here who have debts because either the person you owe asked you in an embarrassing way or, you know, you said, you are seated here, you know you owe someone some money. Including Furiza. Yeah? Tala. Yeah? Oh, you people know these things. I can see. Oh. Sawa, it's okay. It's a story of another day. Now the thing is, it is important to think about these decisions you have ever made in life. And it is wise for you to reconsider. Though you say it, you will never forgive. Reconsider. It is important. I will never. We even add some things there to attach some seriousness to it. And the impossibilities of not doing it. And you can, people say many things. One of the things people like saying is over my dead body. Whatever that means. Now, over your living body, you can go back. The next one is relationships. It's an area we need to work on seriously. We all belong to relationships. Could be a marital relationship. It could be a love relationship. It could be a school relationship. It could be a whatever relationship we are in. Let's look back, see what is happening. What have I done? Like that land, how have I tilled the ground? What have I done with the weeds? Perhaps we have treated people badly in our relationships. Ill treatment. You treat somebody so wrongly because they have told you they love you. I hear these stories that are so nasty where young men mistreat ladies, and the opposite is true. Because a young man has loved you and you are like tormenting them. Something like that. You know, disrespect. Uncaring. When we are supposed to show care, perhaps we have not shown any care. You know, these relationship situations, you know, you could be hurting someone by the way you talk. You know, the way you are not committed to the cause of the relationship. Young people here, as you relate, you know. And I say many times, you know, the man of God, Joshua, said, why do you waver between opinions? And Liberation naturally uses some threatening words. Be cold or hot, or I'll spit you out. You know? If you have committed to someone, why are you showing me signals? Young men, young ladies, if you have committed yourself to someone, why are you showing it? Stick to that. Someone is hurting. Someone is feeling bad. Look back and see how you are doing it. It is important. Bad company. You could be in a bad company. You know for sure this is a bad company. The invitations I get from these people are bad invitations. When you look at the chart in that group, you can see the direction it takes. If you are to rate it, it is something wrong. You know it, but perhaps you want to belong there for political reasons. You need to think about it. You still need to be politically correct and wrong. Your values and sin against your creator. Think about it. Important. And again, we go back to the reading in Luke chapter 15, the prodigal son. He said, I'll set out and go back to my father and say, Father, I've sinned against heaven and you. He realized that that relationship was hurting. He thought the father was mad. So when the guy was going back, when the guy was running away, the father was waiting for him to come back because of love. So it's important to think about relationship. And lastly, there is habits, bad habits. You know, so some of us are, you know, you are in a habit, you are in addiction. It is not good. You know that. Perhaps you're in a relationship that is illicit. You know it is a wrong relationship and you need to call it quit. You know that. You know, there is something you're hanging on, something bad. You need to give it up. Think about it. When you do self-evaluation, you discover, wow, by the way, this thing, though the consequences are seem to be far away, they will catch up with me sooner or later. I need to do something about it. That is a person walking on the path of wisdom. But why are you insisting? You know it is wrong, but you're still insisting. You know this thing is not good, but you're still doing it. Why are you insisting? You regret someday, which is bad. I saw this quote here, it's quite interesting. I am lost. I have gone to look for myself. If I should return before I get back, please ask me to wait. It's quite philosophical, isn't it? For those who are looking for tweets and posts. By the way, I'm not on Instagram. Do people write things on Instagram apart from photos? You can write something like this on Instagram. Okay, so it's okay. You can write this one. This is a nice one. Think about it. Then finally, friends, what should you do? Let me talk about a few things, then we pray. Now, the first one is practice or learn to practice the art of self-evaluation. In other words, having time with the world in whatever fashion and manner, it is important to edit with you. Have time with you. Think about it. Reflect. Again, we go to the prodigal son, Luke 15. When he finally came to his senses, he said to himself, in other words, he had a time to think. It was not a dream at night. It was deliberate time to reflect. He said, by the way, how am I living this life? Why am I eating pods fed to the pigs? Whereas the slaves in my father's house have enough to eat and spare. You see, that was a moment of reckoning for him. He said, he thought about it. He said, oh, this is wrong, people. I have to do something. It started with thinking about it. So practice it every day. When you do your devotions, when you do your, those who do TE, when you do your BSF, when you do your daily bread devotion, after that, the verse you should read is 2 Corinthians 13, verse 5. Examine yourself and see whether you're in the faith. It is what, after you read, after you come to church, you go back to it. Evaluate yourself. When you hear someone, that is a measuring, or you're evaluating yourself, where am I in this regard? When you hear things happening, ask yourself, where am I in this regard? When you hear people have made bad decisions, don't just laugh at them and victimize them and hate them and about mouth them. Think about the bad decisions you have made yourself. Where are you in regard to decision making? So practice this art of self-evaluation. Make it your daily practice. It is a demand in life and a demand in godliness. Think about it. Number two, admit it. It's very important. And this is where many young people are. You know, ujuaji. Some of us are wajuaji, seriously. We know everything. Talk about everything. You hear them talking about someone you think they went to school together. You know, that is why, and that's okay. That's where we are. So that we have no time to, you know, if we think we know it all, nobody knows it all. It is important for you to say, yes, I am wrong. I admit I am wrong. It is important. After reflecting, you discover why I am wrong. Accept it. And this is what Psalms 41:4 says, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. And when you read further, the 53rd chapter of Psalm, he says, a contrite and a broken spirit, I will despise not, says the Lord. Two men went to pray. Luke 18 gives us a parable. A Pharisee and a tax collector. A Pharisee was a religious person. A tax collector was a Kenyan, very corrupt. So this guy went before God and said, oh Lord, the Pharisee, thanking God using religious rhetoric. Eh? You know that we use religious rhetoric. I see it even on social media. Imera papa. You know. He was very religious and spiritual. He said, oh God, I fast twice a week. I am a religious person. I know the law. I'm not even like that other person over there who is sinful and corrupt. But the Pharisee, the Bible says, could not even lift up his eyes towards heaven, but he was beating his breast saying, Lord, have mercy on me, I'm a sinner. And the Bible says the Pharisee and not the tax collector and not the Pharisee went home forgiven, admitting it. The son that was lost, Luke 15, 18, he says, I know what I've done. I am wrong. And because I am wrong, I need to make it right. I'll carry words to make back my relationship with my dad. Important principle right there. Accept you're wrong. Some of us will take ages for you to accept you're wrong. When people correct you, even if you're going to accept, the next thing you're going to do is to show them they were wrong by correcting you. It becomes difficult. You know, accept. It is through correcting. One of the things I'm very happy about that God helped me that in that some years back. In 2003, I remember very well, and I think I mentioned it here. You know, I could not be corrected. And it's actually pride. And the person who came to me is now a Presbyterian minister. He told me, let me call it out. It is called pride. If you cannot listen to what we are saying, if we cannot correct you, we cannot tell you are wrong, it is pride. And pride is an enemy of this progress. And you need to dethrone yourself from pride. And that helped me a lot. Accept your faults. It's through admittance that remission comes, remission of our sins. And the other one is go back. Go back. It's important. When you discover there is something wrong, again, this is it, pride will stop you from going back. But when you walk in humility, it will tell you, yes, I had said it, but I'll go back. I'd said I'll never forgive you. I am coming back home. And in God, you never see a sign called no U-turn. With God, that becomes a little sign of every time you can U-turn anywhere with God. When you discover you are wrong, you can U-turn and go back. It will not be an offense to go back. And God will give you the grace to go back. So go back. It's important. Go back. God, for this ancient pants. Go back, discover where you went wrong, and go back and make it right. What I wanted to say, what I postponed earlier, was it would be so bad if you are here and you're not in good terms with your parents. Either parties or one party. It is not a good thing. You may have everything else in life, but if you lack that, there is something wrong. And I want to encourage you here, if you want to make things right, if you want to succeed, please make things right. Perhaps you said something hurting to your parents because you disagreed and you think you are right. It's okay. Your parents will not change. Please go back and ask for help, forgiveness, that if you need us to help you, we are more than willing. I think I've done this many times, and I'm very happy going with someone back home saying, these guys made a mistake, we are coming back to make things correct. You'll not be successful if you don't make things right with your parents. Okay, so ask for forgiveness, stop, turn back. That is what we call true repentance. God for ancient parents. So the last thing I'm saying is, examine yourselves. See areas where God is speaking to you today that you need to change. Perhaps it is not your practice to sit down and reflect about yourself. May God help you to start it. And if there's an area God showing you need to change, may he also help you today to change. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.